Stephanie Wade joins us on the program today, and she is the maternity patient educator, lactation consultant. And Stephanie, you have so many initials after your name. I'll let you go into that if you'd like. But she's from White River Medical Center in Batesville, a part of White River Health System. Stephanie, tell me a little bit about what your role entails at White River Med Center.
Well, I am a registered nurse on the maternity department, been in the maternity department for about 13 years. And I provide education on care of moms and babies through childbirth classes, one-on-one visits during their delivery, and follow up with them by telephone after discharge.
So tell me what you're here to talk about today specifically.
I'm here to talk about White River Medical Center's Safe Sleep program that we have for our families.
All right. Now, for those who are expecting or are new parents, can you provide some safe sleep tips for the newborns?
Oh, I sure can. We at White River Medical Center follow guidelines set forth by the National Certification for Safe Sleep. And we do this by upholding policies and procedures, ongoing staff annual staff competencies. We have a Halo Sleep Sack program, and that's where we provide new families with complimentary Halo Sleep Sacks.
Tell me a little bit about those, because some people may not know the history of them.
They are wearable blankets is exactly what they are. You put a baby in, it's kind of like a sack, and it zips up. And some of them are attached with little swaddlers that'll Velcro to help swaddle the baby.
And that's all in the positioning of the baby to prevent any type of incident happening while they're sleeping.
Correct. So some safe sleep tips for babies. They say if you remember the ABCs of safe sleep, always A, alone, always B, on their back, and always see in their own crib. Safe sleep for babies is one way to help prevent SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. And by following the ABCs of safe sleep, you can help a baby keep them safe from strangulation, suffocation, and entrapment. You don't want to sleep with a baby in a chair, in a couch, anywhere else in the bed that they can get up against something and not be able to move their face away. They can become entrapped in between cushions and not get out and cause a airway obstruction. And then also, you always want to put them to sleep, we said, in their own crib, but you want nothing in there except for a firm mattress and a fitted sheet and the baby flat on their back. No stuffed animals, bumper pads, pillows, blankets, anything that can get up against their face and cause harm to the baby.
All right, very well. And what about parents who are expecting or have newborns and they need a safe place for baby to sleep?
Well, one thing that we participate in is called Cribs for Kids. We have certain questions we ask families to make sure that they're prepared to go home and take care of their babies. And if a family does not have a safe place and meets specific requirements and criteria, we're able to provide them with a pack and play.
And Stephanie, more information about all of this can be had. Is there an online site or a number they can call?
Yeah, they can email me. It's something really simple to remember, childbirtheducation@wrmc.com. Or they can call our main department line at 870-262-1266 and speak to any nurse.
All right, Stephanie Wade, always good to see you. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.